Tyler Wilson is the project manager of the Peace River Bridge Project. He joins us on the line this afternoon. Tyler, thank you very much for joining us here. I ask simply, how are things going with the project as it stands right now?
Well, end is in sight. That's always good news here. I mean, we had some challenges on this particular project here with a lot of quantity overruns, a lot more rotten concrete than we had anticipated, and a lot more lead and asbestos in some locations than we had anticipated, and nothing really fits up the way it's supposed to, right, when you're putting something old back together as new. But end is in sight here, and, I mean, the deck and all the fixtures will be done here by mid-October, and then we can actually start replacing the hangars in earnest.
How long do you think that will take? Is that a big project that needs to be undertaken?
The hangars themselves, yeah, we had quite a challenge with that. It's, unfortunately, we found, through this construction contract and even engineering, that a lot of the as-built conditions, you know, what the guys who built it a long time ago, what they wrote down is that this is what was constructed wasn't actually matching the field conditions. And so a lot of our access ports into the arch tie, you know, the bottom cord of the whole arch structure, the portals to get a person through there, it's quite challenging, operationally challenging, right? And so mm-hmm. we had to revise how we were actually going to replace those hangers, and we looked at all kinds of solutions from blindside bolts to different threaded connections. Unfortunately, the steel it's not really amenable to welding due to the fatigue response. So it took us a while to finally come up with a solution of how to do it. So we're cutting access holes. Our mock-up is next week, and then the balance of the hangers will go for fabrication after that. And we'll probably get about half of them done here before our winter shutdown December 15th. At which mm-hmm. point we'll be opening up for traffic for probably about 5-6 months until we finish off the balance of the work here for about 2 months next year.
How much feedback have you gotten with the fact that, yes, it's a little bit delayed, but how much feedback have you gotten now that the end is near?
Well, I mean, I think people want to see it open. I can understand that it's taken a little bit longer than anticipated, and the community's been quite patient and accommodating here for both projects, right? I mean, your city's been a bit of a construction zone for quite some time. But I think most of them generally found that they're quite appreciative of the hundreds of millions of dollars that have been injected into the community here through these projects. We've been able to leapfrog a few other ones that were slated, you know, quite a few years into the future. We were able to leapfrog those and get those done at the same time right now, just to be able to, you know, leverage the fact that it's already a bit of a construction zone. We already have crews here. We already have engineers here. You know, let's take advantage and get this all done at once. I mean, the key point on that is Highway 2 over the CN tracks, just a little bit west of the existing arch structure. Mm-hmm. We were able to move that up considerably in the queue. And along, we're going to be looking to pave up off the hill going east. And so, generally the public's been pretty responsive. I think most people just want to get it done. It's sad it's going to take a little bit longer, but I'm sure that they would appreciate that we're trying to build it correct the first time, as opposed to having to come back year after year, right?
When you do shut down it after 6 months of being open, so I'm guessing around maybe mid to late spring of 2024, it will be closed again. How long do you anticipate that closure to be before the project is, you know, I guess really all said and done, and it's opened up pretty much full time for the rest of its existence?
Well, we'd probably say 2 months, 2 or 3 months right now. It all depends upon the productivity of replacing those hangers. Mm-hmm. Yes, this is fairly unconventional, right? I mean, this bridge is a bit of a one-off, and pretty specialized expertise in terms of steelwork, in terms of fabrication, and we're trying to match drill these things as you go, right? So mm-hmm. we don't really have the exact productivity estimates. Everyone has the best intentions coming out here, so let's see exactly what the fellas can do.
Are you looking forward to the end of this project?
Well, this one in particular, sure. It'd be a nice one to get complete here. You know, what's fun about bridges is that there's always a different stage of their life cycle, right? So there's always more work to do. I mean, right now our next kind of larger focus is making sure that we're looking after the Dunvegan to make sure that it's that one can see, you know, another 50 years of service. And then looking forward to putting together a large one up near Tompkins, over the piece there, mm-hmm. which will be quite an interesting challenge. So, yeah, it'll be a good one to get done and get on to the next one.
Tyler Wilson is the project manager of the Peace River Bridge Project. sir. I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Appreciate you having me.